This is The Naked Scientists with Ben Vowsler and with me, Chris Smith. In a second, back to our kitchen science, where we asked you to take some polarising sunglasses and look at your LCD screen. We heard from Sean Bukes, who's in South Africa, listening to us, and he says you will see strange colours initially, and then as you rotate your head further, the image will disappear almost totally. You get the same effect looking at an LCD display on a calculator. At 90 degrees, the image appears inverted. The dark display becomes light, and the background becomes dark. Let's find out if he's right.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science, where this week we're using sunglasses to see the science of a computer screen. So Dave, earlier on you asked people to put on a pair of polarising sunglasses, look at an LCD screen, like a flat computer screen, and then just twist their head around, lean backwards and forwards, and see if anything strange happened. Could I borrow your sunglasses and have a look?
Certainly, here you are, Ben.
Okay, so I shall put the sunglasses on, and as I lean to one's... At this angle, just slightly tilted over to the left, it's gone completely black. I can't see anything on there. Now, sunglasses are supposed to make things darker, but surely they're not supposed to make it dark like that. It's something like a monitor. You're supposed to see it.
Well, to understand what's going on, we've got to understand a bit about what's in a set of polarising sunglasses. And the first step in that is to take them apart. So I'll take one of the lenses out. So if you don't look at the monitor and just look up at the light and hold one lens in front of the other, when they're at the same angle, it's quite transparent. You can see straight through it. But if I rotate it 90 degrees...
It's gone completely black.
Yeah, that's right. It's quite fundamental to do with what light is. It's a form of a wave, a bit like a wave on a piece of string. And if you had a piece of string and vibrated it to form waves along it, you can either vibrate it up and down or side to side. And that the equivalent of this in light is called the polarisation. So you can have vertically polarised light or horizontally polarised light.
So polarising lenses must only let one type of light through. So it either lets the vertical light through or the horizontal.
Yeah, that's right. So when they're both aligned in the same direction, the vertical polarised light can get through the first and then the second. If you cross them, though, only the vertical polarised light can get through the first, but only the horizontal polarised light can get through the second, so nothing can get through the pair of them.
Why not just have something that doesn't let some light through? Why do sunglasses need to be polarising?
It's to do with some forms of reflection. If you're a fisherman or a sailor, or even just driving on a road with lots of puddles, you get quite a lot of reflections off shiny water surfaces. And the reflections off a water surface are polarised. So you can cut them out using a polarising filter and reduce the glare.
OK, so I see why polarising sunglasses are useful, but what does this have to do with computer monitors? Why did it make the monitor go so dark?
To try and explain some of that, I've got a rather bigger version. I've got some huge polarising lenses.
Well, these are about as big as my head, so I wouldn't want to wear these as sunglasses. But these are both polarising lenses again.
Yeah, that's right. And at the moment I've got them set up so they're crossed, so it's dark, no light can get through.
We've got them placed on the light box and it just looks like the bottom one is black. It's not letting any light through.
If I take a really high-tech piece of scientific apparatus, like an old plastic bag...
Good to see you're recycling.
Just cut a piece out of this. If I put the piece of plastic between the two cross-polarising filters, it still looks fairly black. But if I stretch it, something rather wonderful happens.
Well, as you're stretching it out, it looks like a rainbow coming from it. It almost looks like the sheen you get from oil on water.
Yes, the colours are very similar, but the mechanism is quite different. What's happening is as you stretch the plastic, it will rotate the polarisation of lights. So the horizontally polarised light, which comes up through the first polariser, is rotated so some of it is vertically polarised and can get through so you can see light.
Because it's no longer blocked by the top polarising filter.
Yeah, that's right, and it rotates different colours, different amounts, so you end up seeing different colours.
But surely we're not using the same trick on a computer screen?
No, in a laptop screen they use something different called a liquid crystal. I've got some here, trapped between two thin pieces of glass. At the moment it's completely transparent. The liquid crystal is made up of long, thin, rod-like molecules, which tend to want to align, so they're all pointing in the same direction. But on one piece of glass they're held horizontally, and next to the other piece of glass they're held vertically. So as they go between the two, they have to slowly twist by 90 degrees. If you shine polarised light on it, this means that the polarised light slowly twists by 90 degrees as it goes between the two of them.
So this means that if we put it between our two polarising filters, just where we had our plastic bag, because it's changing the polarisation, it should let the light through.
Yep, we can test that here.
Okay, so we've put it between the two. And yes, it's just like a bright window in the middle of a dark lens.
Yep. Now, if we apply an electric field to those little molecules, it actually rotates them, so they sit at right angles to the pieces of glass and no longer rotate the polarisation of the light.
So this would mean that the polarisation doesn't get changed, and where there's an electric current, it should go black again.
Yep, we can test that by pressing these little buttons.
And we're getting what looks very much like a calculator display. I guess this is how calculators are made.
Yes, and this is where I got my piece of liquid crystal from, an old calculator. Yes, the calculator display, they have little areas which are connected to different parts on the calculator computer chip, so the computer chip can turn on different areas at different times and make up a display.
That's all well and good for a calculator, but what about a full-colour, vibrant computer screen?
They all work on exactly the same principle, but with much, much smaller pixels. In front of each pixel, they've got a red filter or a blue filter or a green filter, so they can build up with all the different colours of the rainbow from the red, green and blue light. And then the computer just turns on millions of them at exactly the right amount, at exactly the right time, and it builds up a beautiful picture for you.
Brilliant. Thanks, Dave. Well, that's all we have for Kitchen Science this week. If you'd like to look back through our archives, you'll find out that we also told you how the old fat CRT-style monitors worked and a good way that you can distort the image using a magnet. That's on the web at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, and we'll be back with more great experiments very soon.
So polarising sunglasses can let you see the world in a whole different light, or maybe not see your monitor at all. If you haven't got any polarising sunglasses, we'll make sure that you can get the pictures and you can see what it looks like on our website. And so if you go to nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, Dave has put the pictures there of what his experiment showed.